Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
And we can start with the Ohio State Buckeyes. In my opinion, the best team in the country. I think they will go undefeated and go win back-to-back NCAA football championships. They will win the Natty. And I think there's a chance that we will talk about this Ohio State team as one of the greatest college football teams ever. Miami beats Notre Dame in the season opener. Notre Dame with the ridiculously conservative game plan. Here's how conservative it was. If Zoran Mamdani had run against it, Mamdani would have slaughtered it. I think Notre Dame's better than Miami. And the eye test shows it.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Tremendous football Thursday to you and yours. I forgot about that Mamdani line. That's not bad. This is You Better You Bet. I tell you, people in New York, everybody's got a take on Zoran Mamdani. You can't walk down the block without some rando, some freak, giving you his or her take on Zoran Mamdani. Just like, let's just stay inside. Doing the show from inside right now. The show is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, Nick Kostos. Great to meet you. I've got the crystal ball. I have got the script. I know. Come Monday morning, and I say Monday because on Sunday we're going to be focused on the National Football League. But when the smoke clears and the dust settles on an NFL Sunday, and we start thinking about the next round of college football playoff rankings, I know what we're going to be saying on Monday following Saturday's slate of results. And I'm going to share it with all of you. What we will be saying come Monday and come Tuesday and come Wednesday morning in college football, how some of these big games are going to play out, the narratives that will result, and if it matters or not as it regards who will win the national championship, including my take, my thought on how LSU and Alabama will play out on Saturday in Tuscaloosa. We'll also give you some bets, give you some takes, give you some ideas for the biggest games on Sunday in the National Football League. I'm going to tell you how Patriots-Bucks is going to play out, and the side that I really like in that game, in the Tom Brady Bowl, New England at Tampa. I don't know if we'll have any, like, cloned dogs in attendance of that game. One of the weirdest stories I've ever seen. Like, hey, Tom, like, adopt a new dog. How, the weirdest thing ever, Tom Brady, cloning his dog? No, but what is this, the Jetsons? Ridiculous. Anyway, I'll give you my thought on the Bucks and the Patriots and the Battle of Purple in Minnesota with the Ravens at 9. That's what J.J. McCarthy calls himself by his number. He's psychotic, and I appreciate that. My thought on the Ravens at the Vikings and more Sunday, week number 10 in the National Football League. We'll also talk some NBA as the Los Angeles Lakers keep on winning, beating the San Antonio Spurs last night. Is J.J. Redick the next great coach in the NBA? Can he win Coach of the Year? Can the Lakers seriously contend in the West? Is that going to change their plans for LeBron James? We'll discuss. And I told you yesterday, Victor Wembanyama was going to have some trouble with this Lakers defense after what Phoenix did to him over the weekend. I'm going to tell everybody what Wemby said coming out of the game, which I have not seen. People are not talking about it, really. Wemby's quotes coming out of this game and how I think it should impact the way we bet the San Antonio Spurs and think about the Spurs, at least in the short term, moving forward. Three tremendous guests coming up on the show today. Pro sports bettor Joey Kanish, his best bets for college football. The great Jay Croucher from NBC Sports, betting analyst for them. Jay's going to be talking some awards with us. We'll get Jay's best bet for week 10 in the NFL. We'll talk some NBA with Jay Croucher as well. And then it's pro sports bettor Rob Pozzola from The Hammer, Rob's best bets for week number 10 in the NFL. And in the final hour, the power hour of the show, Femi and I, let's be real. Like, October has come and gone. You know the Green Day song, like, wake me up when September ends? It should be like, wake me, like, put me to sleep when October ends. You know, usually we've got really good nights of sports basically every single day this time of year. Tonight, if we can be honest, this is not the best night of sports we've ever had. There's like 100 college basketball games, and somehow none of them are good. It's astounding. Like, there's one football game tonight and one NBA game. You would think college basketball would be like, hey, let's get some bangers on the court coming up tonight. Oh, no, 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 no. So we do have some college basketball. And Tyler writes in our chat, the best game via our friend Ken Pomeroy, better known to you and yours colloquially as Ken Pom, is Illinois State versus Ohio. Not Ohio State versus Illinois. That would be a game you could get excited about. No. Illinois State versus Ohio. So we'll see if Femi's got any college basketball bets. We'll scrounge up some bets on the ice in the National Hockey League. One game in the NBA. And of course, side total and props with the Broncos and the Raiders on Thursday Night Football from Denver, including the Prop King and Femi's Island. And Femi has written in the chat, I will be Femi's mouthpiece right now. And I quote, I will read this verbatim, Femi's note into the chat. Quote, he's talking about himself in the third person. Quote, Frozen Femi coming off a 2-0 night on the ice has 5 goal scorer bets tonight, all of them longer than plus 240. Femi should put this behind a paywall, honestly. This is tremendous. It's up to him if he wants to do that. He can give you his Venmo, Femi can DM you the picks, or he'll give them out for free at the end of the show, along with Femi's Island first touchdown scores. I don't know if Femi has a Patreon just yet, but you know, well, maybe by the end of the show, we shall see. Today's social question for you, our listener, you, our viewers, to answer, you could tweet me if you want at the Costos, tweet at You Better You Bet. Type it in the YouTube chat, type it in the Twitch chat. What's your best bet for Thursday Night Football? Could be the side, the total, a prop. In the Broncos and the Raiders on Thursday Night Football. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, fresh off producing a brand spanking new and awesome show open today, will read the best responses on the air. Downtown Mike Brown will put your name in lights. YouTube chat, Twitch chat, type in your best bet for Broncos and Raiders Thursday Night Football. Or you could tweet us at the Costos, at Femi Abebefe, at You Better You Bet. But we officially begin Tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet, where week 10 begins tonight in the NFL, mile high in Denver. And I will always call it mile. Is it Invesco? I don't even know what the name of the stadium is. I will always call it mile high, the football stadium in Denver. as the 7-2 Denver Broncos, winners of six straight games. They're going streaking. Host the 2-6 Las Vegas Raiders. Now, I am way too big of a person. And I mean that in terms of, like, I'm very humble. I'm not big in stature. But I'm way too humble of a guy to bring up that, you know, this is the Costos Abebefe Bowl. Broncos versus Raiders. I'm too nice. I'm too humble. I would never say that I backed the Broncos and Femi backed the Raiders preseason. I would never say that. I would never say that I was right and Femi was wrong. I would never, ever say that. So we can talk about the game now. Is Denver a 9-point home favorite? Total of the game is 42. Full handicap, all our bets coming up at the end of the show, including Femi's Island, the first touchdown scorers. But for now, let's talk about both of these teams, where they're at, and where they're going. And we'll begin with the favorite tonight, the Denver Broncos. Probably going to be 8-2 after tonight's game. And that doesn't mean they have to cover a big number. Again, we'll talk about that at the end of the show. But Denver is staring down the barrel right now of 8-2 and 7 consecutive wins and a nice lead atop the AFC West over my Kansas City Chiefs. And the Broncos have earned every bit of this win streak that they're on right now. It's a football team that's rock solid on both sides of the ball, and specifically both lines of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. The defense is awesome yet again for Denver. Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator, having the time of his life. Pulling all the right strings, pushing all the right buttons. The Denver Broncos have 12 more sacks than the second team in the NFL in terms of sacks as a defense. They can thank Justin Fields for a lot of that, and maybe Justin Fields is the main reason why that's the case, but it is the case. Denver's defense, by far the best in the National Football League at bringing the opposing quarterback down. And Nick Benito, like the star of this Broncos defense as far as the pass rushers go, 8-1 right now, right at the top of the board to win Defensive Player of the Year. He's been a stud. Jonathan Cooper's been a stud rushing the passer. And even without the reigning defending Defensive Player of the Year, Patrick Surtain Jr., this Broncos defense loaded with playmakers at all three levels. This is a legitimate defense. And when you go over to the line of the scrimmage on offense, this offensive line is just as good as it was last year, if not better. Brandon Thorne does great work for our friends at Establish the Run. And he appears on like a bunch of different NFL podcasts. I heard him on the Athletic Football Show recently. And he's an expert in offensive line play. And he's really, really well respected. I need to take my Invisalign out. It's a new tray. I put the new tray in on Wednesdays. Like, my teeth are getting pushed together and like it rubs up against my tongue. Makes it difficult to speak. I'm going to take it out during the break. So apologize if I sound like Sylvester suffering succotash from Looney Tunes right now. I apologize. Okay. Anyway, Brandon Thorne, one of the best in the business when it comes to offensive line play, just released his midseason offensive line rankings for our friends at Establish the Run. He only has two teams ranked ahead Denver Broncos in terms of offensive line play. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Buffalo Bills. And those three teams, Philly, Buffalo, Denver, are in an elite tier by themselves. The Denver offensive line is great. And when you take a great offensive line and you put it with a great defense, and then you add a ridiculously good head coach, a Super Bowl winning head coach in Sean Payton, yeah, like that's how you get a team that's 7-2. Maybe on the cusp of 8-2, that leads its division, that's headed for a second consecutive playoff appearance. Coming into the year, you, the listener, you, the viewer, would be hard-pressed to find anybody in the sports media, betting or otherwise, and just jog the mental Rolodex here. Think back to a couple months ago. Think back to the summer. You listen to the show. You watch the show. Did you hear or read or watch anybody that does what I do for a living that liked the Denver Broncos more than I did coming into the season? I mean, I guess there's probably someone out there that like picked the Broncos to win the Super Bowl, right? And I stopped short of doing that. I don't think Denver's like a Super Bowl team, but I loved Denver coming into the year. Like, I planted my flag on the Denver Broncos. This is my team in the AFC. I think Denver's going to go over its win total. I think we're going to cash that bet. I think Denver's going back to the postseason. I bet on it. Looks like we're cashing that one. At BetMGM, Denver is minus 750 to make the playoffs. So I feel pretty good about those positions. Denver over win total, Broncos to make the playoffs. I think both those things are going to happen. So the question then becomes, for Denver, if those things are done, right? What's next? What happens in January? And can they get reliable enough quarterback play to get them over the hump? We will talk about the curious case of Bo Nix in this Broncos offense on the other side on this tremendous Football Thursday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts. Yeah.
Second and 7 with Franklin in motion. Nix, backside pressure from Hunter down the sideline, and it's intercepted. Kalen Bullock with the pick for Houston. The snap comes to Nix. Backside pressure from Hunter. Floats it down the sideline. Looking for the pay dirt. It's Cortland Sutton. It's a touchdown.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Fox Sports, courtesy of The Call. Bo Nix giveth, and Bo Nix taketh away. The yin and the yang of Bo Nix on full display last week. It's kind of a weird expression. Say it out loud in your own head. On full display. Bo Nix looking bad for large swaths of the game last week. And look, like, the Texans defense is awesome. But then Bo Nix makes a couple plays at the end of the game, and the Broncos win. And we have seen that happen many times over the course of this win streak. Now it's 6 games, maybe 7 after tonight, for the Denver Broncos. I'm going to say something now that is probably unfair to Bo Nix, but is absolutely true. It almost doesn't matter how well he plays tonight. And hear me out. Let's say Bo Nix goes, you know, he's not going to throw 50 passes because I think the Broncos are going to be ahead in the game, and whether we can talk about whether they cover or not at the end of the show. Let's say Bo Nix goes 26 of 28, 315 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, 40 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown, and the Broncos absolutely cruise. Okay. Awesome. He could have the best game in the history of games tonight against the Las Vegas Raiders, and I don't care at all. at all. Bo Nix has shown and proven that he can win games in the regular season. I saw a graphic on social media today that, like, I try not to get triggered by things. Like, I actually wanted to, like, punch my laptop when I saw it. It was Bo Nix has the most regular season wins in first 2 years as a quarterback in Broncos. More regular season wins than John Elway had in his first 2 years. Stop the presses, everybody. Bo Nix is going to the Hall of Fame. Better than John Elway. What are we doing here? Anyway, Bo Nix has shown that he can win games in the NFL regular season. There's no question about it. And they're going to the playoffs. Like Denver, it would be a crazy collapse for Denver not to make the playoffs. We all think Denver's going minus 750 at BetMGM. Bo Nix can do whatever he wants tonight. Can he do it next week when the Broncos host the Kansas City Chiefs? Can he do it in the spots when it matters the most against the best quarterbacks in the AFC? Because we've upped the ante here for the Denver Broncos. Like, the question of, can Denver go back to the playoffs has been answered already. Yes. Can the Broncos repeat their success from last year? And there's still time to go for them to screw it up. I don't think they're going to a crazy degree at least. The answer to that question, can they repeat their success, is yes. So, like, that's done now. Now, it's what's next for Denver. And what's next is when you get to January and you've got to stare down the elite, the aliens, like the extraterrestrials of the quarterback position in the American Football Conference. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Daniel Jones. I'm like 25% serious there, 75% kidding. Can Bo Nix get the job done? I'm expecting Bo Nix to dominate tonight against the Las Vegas Raiders. I would be surprised. It would be more surprising if Bo Nix played poorly tonight than played really well, given how bad the Raiders' defense is. And if and when he plays really well, and if and when the Broncos win big, I will come on the show tomorrow and I will say, so what? Show me next week. Because, again, no one loved the Broncos more than me, but I never said they were going to win the AFC. I never said they were better than the Chiefs. Hell, I never said they were better than the Bills or the Ravens. So they still have to prove that. And Bo Nix will get that chance. But not tonight. That's coming next week. So we've answered the question. Are the Broncos for real? As far as being a perennial playoff team in the AFC. Yes, they are. The next question. Is Bo Nix good enough to get them over the hump? I don't know. Because while the stats are pretty good, 17 touchdowns, 6 interceptions for Bo Nix. If you watch the games, you know that he needs to play way better and that Sean Payton calls this offense as if he knows his own quarterback's not that great. With all the rollouts and the boots and the screen passes, either to running backs or receivers behind the line of scrimmage. The inaccurate passes down the field, and the one that really stings for me, because I bet them in the game, was the Colts game in week 2 with the leverage call at the end of the game. And Bo Nix had 3 long touchdowns and missed all of them in those games. I'm skeptical if Bo Nix can get the job done. Look like Denver's probably going to win tonight. And Denver is favored to win the AFC West. The Chiefs are favored to win the Super Bowl, which tells you everything you need to know about everything. You better you bet on this Thursday. Should probably spend a little bit of time talking about the Broncos' opponent tonight, the 2-6 Las Vegas Raiders. I like to quote Mike Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad. You know, that's a show that has many, many unforgettable monologues. And one that always sticks in my head is Mike talking to Walter White, Heisenberg, you know, Heisenberg, and Jesse Pinkman about half measures versus full measures and how if you really want to succeed in life, no half measures. You have to go in full bore. And this entire season for the Las Vegas Raiders, to me, feels like one big half measure. A team that can't decide whether or not it wants to rebuild or reload. Because this is a Raiders team that should have made the decision before the season to not try and win this year and to try and build this from the ground up. That's what they should have done. It's not what they did. You trade a third round pick for Geno Smith, who stinks. Who stinks. And you give him an extension. You draft a running back, 6th overall. And I like the run. I think Ashton Gentry is really good. It's not an anti-Ashton Gentry thing. But like, when you're trying to build a team and you've got holes everywhere on your offensive line and on your defense, probably shouldn't look to draft a running back with the top 10 pick. Probably not the best allocation of resources for the Las Vegas Raiders. I think this is a team right now that is lost in the wilderness. And I don't know if they're going to be able to find their way out. With Pete Carroll as the coach, who is the oldest head coach in the NFL, and obviously doesn't want to wait to try and win. And the team is not very good. We mentioned the Denver Broncos being third in Brandon Thorne's offensive line rankings. The Raiders are 30th. It's one of the worst offensive lines in the league. For me, it's the Raiders and the Texans, like neck and neck to see which the worst offensive line is in the league. And outside of Max Crosby, and think about this, how many years in a row have we said this for the Raiders? Outside of Max Crosby, the defense scares no one. The defense is absolutely brutal. I think this team is absolutely screwed. And you'd like to see now with Jacoby Myers out of town, like Jack Besh step up, second round wide receiver, Dante Thornton, rookie receiver. You'd like to see Michael Mayer play a lot. I think he will play a lot. Their second round pick for a few years ago at tight end. You want to see Brock Bowers continue to emerge. They also signed Tyler Lockett. Like, is Tyler Lockett going to take snaps away from Jack Besh? Like, think about what a waste that is. Team building here for the Las Vegas Raiders. Just an absolute waste. And this season is going to be a waste for the Las Vegas Raiders. Out of the playoffs, not a lot of young building blocks to look at and say, let's get excited about this guy. It's not like you can even say, right? The Raiders season can be viewed as success if X, Y, and Z all look really good down the stretch and you can feel good about them going into next year. How many guys can you say that about on this team? They're going to go under the win total, not making the playoffs. And I'll tell you what, if they approach next season the way they did this season, we're going to be having the same conversation about the Las Vegas Raiders 365 days from now. Can't wait for tonight's game. We'll have some bets that we'll give you coming up at the end of the show. Want to give some quick takes on a couple other big games coming up week number 10 in the NFL. Let's start with the Tom Brady Bowl in Tampa with the Buccaneers hosting the New England Patriots. Tampa, a 2.5-point home favorite. Total of the game is 48. And I feel like a lot of people in the betting content space, you know, we had our friend the whale capper Drew Dinsick on the show this past Tuesday. He came on and said Patriots money line, and that he made the game a pick 'em on the road in Tampa, which implies that New England is a better team on a neutral field than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which I thought was pretty interesting. New England at 7-2. And yes, the win in primetime at Buffalo was very impressive and immense for their chances of making the playoffs and or winning the AFC East. And they are 6-0 with Christian Gonzalez in the lineup. Like, one of the best cornerbacks in the league makes a difference. Wow, like, what a shock. Besides for Buffalo, though, this win streak that the Patriots are on, and they mirror Denver here, identical 6-game winning streaks. Panthers, Saints, Titans, Browns, Falcons. So what's at stake here for the Patriots on Sunday in Tampa? Because New England is a playoff team, barring some sort of ridiculous collapse. The Patriots, if I can quote, and I actually think this is the most underrated Kendrick Lamar song. From To Pimp a Butterfly, which I think it's his best album. I don't know if people are like, let me put a ton of stock in Nick Costos' hip-hop takes, but I just gave you one. To Pimp a Butterfly is my favorite Kendrick Lamar album. The song Anna on that album, I think is, or Anna, whatever, is spectacular. The Patriots have a chance on Sunday to prove that they're real. They're real. They're really, really real. And Drake May is obviously for real. He's spectacular. But are the Patriots really as good as the record indicates? If they beat the Bucs on Sunday, I don't know how you're going to be able to say the answer to that question is no. And on the flip side here, for Tampa, lost on Monday night a couple weeks ago in Detroit against the Lions, and then beat the Saints in a very forgettable game in the afternoon slate a couple weeks ago, 23-3 in Spencer Rattler's last game as Saints starting quarterback, and have kind of faded from the public eye since then. Like, no one's talking about the Buccaneers. I know they were on their bye week, but when we talk about the best teams in the NFC, like Tampa doesn't get mentioned. We talk about Philly and Green Bay and Detroit and the Rams and the Seahawks. Doesn't it feel like it was months ago when Baker Mayfield was being bandied about as winning NFL Most Valuable Player? I think the Bucs have a chance to reintroduce themselves to everybody coming up on Sunday. Offensive line could be back and pretty healthy here. We'll see if Luke Goedeke is going to play in the game. And I know, probably no Chris Godwin and probably no Bucky Irving. But Todd Bowles is still there calling the defense, going up against a young quarterback in Drake May. We've seen Todd Bowles have a lot of success in spots like this in the past, sending the blitz at Drake May, and he's been good against the blitz, but he also holds on to the ball way too long. And he's young, and again, I think he's great, but he's not perfect. I do like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to cover on Sunday, laying the 2.5. And if they don't, and the Patriots win, we probably need to start talking about, come January, can the Patriots beat the Bills, the Ravens, the Kansas City Chiefs? Speaking of the Ravens, 4-point road dogs this weekend in road favorites, the Vikings home dogs in Minnesota. Total of the game is 49. J.J. McCarthy is a psychopath. Coming out this week and saying that he refers to himself as his jersey number as 9. And that when the game starts, he basically becomes a different person. He has this alter ego, 9. And he says, I feed the wolf, referring to himself. And you might think he's nuts. I'll tell you what. If I'm the coach of a team, GM of a team, owner of a team, this is how I want my quarterback to be a psychopath. This is like Tom Brady, cloned his dog. He's nuts. McCarthy's nuts. And I appreciate that. And I like that. It doesn't mean he's beaten the Baltimore Ravens. Not with the Ravens playing how they are right now on defense. On the other side, I'll give you more on the Ravens and the Vikings, a quick take on the Rams and the Niners, and we will gaze into the crystal ball for Saturday's college football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Femi's things coming up to start next hour. Among those things, the Eagles and the Packers on Monday Night Football. Joey Kanish next hour as well, and we will get into last night's NBA results, including Luka Doncic and the Los Angeles Lakers improving to 7-2 with an impressive home win against Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. But we got to remind you, our listeners and viewers, to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. You can catch up on everything from today's show. See, the problem with this copy, guys, is that like we're in the middle of the show right now. Catch up, like you, at the end we would say that, right? Just saying. Earlier in the show, Femi gave out a bet for NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts and leave us a nice review or don't. And like, comment, and subscribe our YouTube page and our Twitch pages, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. So J.J. McCarthy's crazy. And I appreciate that about him. He's also not very good. Not yet, at least. And the Vikings beat the Lions last week, and we credited them big time on Monday. But J.J. McCarthy threw for 140 yards in the game. He did make some big throws. But it's not like this was Dante Culpepper throwing, you know, moon balls to Randy Moss back in the day. And maybe J.J. McCarthy can get there. I actually think he will. And I haven't said that a lot this season. But I think he can get there. But not against this team. Not with how the Baltimore Ravens are playing. I think Baltimore is going to lay it on them on Sunday. I loved Ravens 3.5 earlier in the week. Love Ravens -4. I think the Ravens win this game by double digits on Sunday in Minnesota. And last note on the NFL for now, and then we'll get to some college. I do think that the betting market in the Rams 49ers game on Sunday in San Francisco is fascinating. The Rams, 4.5-point road favorites, LA at 6-2, at 6-3, San Francisco, total 49.5. I wouldn't blame anyone for looking at that betting market and saying to oneself, man, it's a big number. San Fran's at home. Beat the Rams earlier this season in the game enough to set a survivor. I don't know. That old chestnut. And I think Mac Jones is probably going to start again. We don't know that for sure, but I think Mac looks like he's going to start another game. But Mac played awesome against the Rams in that Thursday night game back in week 5 that knocked us out of survivor. The problem for San Francisco in this game, and it is a big one, the defense is atrocious, and like all the good players are all hurt. Bosa's not coming back. Fred Warner's not coming back. We'll see about the other pass rushers, and even when like they're there, the defense is still bad. And here's Matthew Stafford and Puka Nacua and company. This is going to be bombs away for the Rams. Maybe it's a little out of reach now with Rams at 4.5. This is 3.5 earlier in the week. Maybe it's a little out of reach here. I would be stunned if the Rams lost this game. I think the Rams will win. If you made me bet the game, I'd lay Los Angeles. And I think this will be the beginning of the end for the 2025 San Francisco 49ers. And it has been a magical run for them with all the injuries, a tremendous job by Kyle Shanahan, and maybe they could still scrounge their way to a wild card berth. Maybe. And what an achievement that would be with all the injuries, especially on defense. And on offense, with Purdy out and Ayuk hasn't played and Pearsall's barely played. Christian McCaffrey's been the healthiest player of the team. What a time to be alive. I think it's going to catch up with them, all the injuries, starting this Sunday. You better you bet on a Thursday. I've got the crystal ball, everybody. I've got the script as far as college football goes. And on Monday morning, I know what the conversations will be as we head into the next set of college football playoff rankings coming out of this weekend. I have gazed G-A-Z-E-D. I have gazed into the crystal ball. Here are some of the things that we will be saying on Monday about the next set of college football playoff rankings and as it shapes our opinions of the upcoming college football playoff. And again, Selection Sunday, a month from tomorrow, Sunday, December 7th, the first college football playoff game, Friday, December 19th. And let's start in the Big 12. Massive, massive game. As some would say, a big game in the Big 12. As Texas Tech hosts undefeated BYU. And these teams back-to-back right now in the college football playoff rankings, both in the college football playoff if the season were to end today. And coming into the year, I was a Utah guy. Femi was a Texas Tech guy. Texas Tech destroyed Utah when they played earlier this year. And my guess is, for people out there, if you wanted to make the case for a Big 12 team making noise come college football playoff time, like winning a couple games, big upset potentially, my guess is Texas Tech would be the squad that you would back to make that happen. And Texas Tech is a big favorite on Saturday against BYU in Lubbock, a double-digit favorite, about a 10-point favorite, the Red Raiders are. The crystal ball says that when we get to early next week, no one is going to like the Big 12 to do anything in the college football playoff. I think BYU is going to keep this game very close. We thought that LJ Martin, BYU star running back, was not going to play. It didn't look good earlier this week. There is a pretty confident reporting out there. Our friend Bud Elliott from the Cover 3 podcast on CBS Sports, we had Chip Patterson on the show yesterday, said pretty confidently today that he expects LJ Martin to play in this game for BYU. One of the best running backs in the country, a boon for Bear Bachmeyer. A little alliteration for everybody. You thought BBB stood for Big Baller Brand? No. Boone Bear Bachmeyer. Always win. Never lost. BYU's undefeated. 6-2 against the number. 2 outright wins as an underdog. I think Bachmeyer's awesome. Awesome dual threat quarterback, and having Martin is going to make a significant difference in that offense for BYU. I don't know if BYU is going to win this game, but I do think the game is going to be close. And if you were someone that liked a Big 12 team, if you like Texas Tech to make some noise, and I know Femi is a Texas Tech guy, you want Texas Tech to go pedal to metal and to win this game and to blow that ass out. And I don't think it's going to happen. I think we're going to be collectively out on the Big 12 entering next week's set of college football playoff rankings. Something else the crystal ball has shown me is that next week, we collectively will not be as high on the Alabama Crimson Tide. But we should be. We should remain high on the Alabama Crimson Tide. Bama's a 10-point favorite right now at home against LSU on Saturday. Both teams coming off their bye. And the betting market this week has been steady towards the underdog, LSU. Obviously, first game for LSU since Brian Kelly has been fired, and I don't think we can discount this. Because I think we've all been a part of situations in life where maybe you're in school, maybe you're working, and there's somebody that everybody dislikes. And maybe it's someone at work. Maybe Bill Zimmerman and I have been in these situations in our past lives at certain places. And maybe people, you know, for whatever reason, you know, they're no longer in the equation anymore. And you throw a frickin' party the next day. We've all been there in our lives where you don't like somebody, and it's not just you. Everybody doesn't like that person. And you might not like person A, but you and person A both dislike person B. And when person B is out of there, you and person A can both throw a party together and be happy. That's LSU right now with Brian Kelly out. And I don't have firsthand knowledge of what was going on in Baton Rouge, but you don't need to. Anyone with a microphone or a pen that's got any access is telling you they hated Brian Kelly. And they love interim coach Frank Wilson. Frank Wilson telling the media this week that Michael Van Buren, the backup quarterback to Garrett Nussmeier, is receiving increased reps in practice, and there could be a package of plays for him this Saturday. What does that tell me? That Garrett Nussmeier is on a short leash this week. for the Van Buren boys and LSU. And Alabama, we mentioned it yesterday, coming off this ridiculous gauntlet where they're beating all these SEC teams in impressive fashion, right? Heads into their bye. I mean, I think Bama's the second best team, and I'll get to my thoughts on Bama in a second as it concerns next week. But I mean, like, are we expecting Bama just to be gangbusters on Saturday night? Maybe. I think you're going to get LSU's best effort since week one against Clemson. I think that's how good it's going to be for LSU since the opening game of the season with Brian Kelly out. I do think LSU is going to cover this double-digit number, but I think Alabama's going to win. And next week, when people are trying to say, well, you know, Bama barely survived against a bad LSU team, LSU season's over and Bama barely beat them, look at Texas A&M and look at Ohio State and look at Indiana and look at this team and look at that team, just remember, Bama wins this game, and I think they will, even if it's closer than expected. The Crimson Tide, Ty Simpson and company, still the second best team in the country. And last one for everybody. Yesterday on the show, I mentioned that I feel like the Oregon Ducks are being disrespected. Ninth in the initial set of college football playoff rankings. Oregon is a 6-point road favorite this weekend against Iowa. And it feels like people are going to like Iowa plus the points in the game. Think about what a total psycho Dan Lanning is and the places that he has drawn motivation from in his tenure as Oregon head coach. You don't think that he lets these players know how the committee feels about them and that their win against Penn State basically means nothing and that all anyone wants to talk about is the loss against Indiana? Dante Moore's a stud. The run defense is awesome. The pass defense is awesome. Oregon wins at Iowa. Oregon covers. And next week, the disrespect will end for the Oregon Ducks. Hour one done. Hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, Femi's Betting Things kicks it off right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.